This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization.
But when the Dems UPR showed off, we're all
their wonderful
connection. You know, I don't want to turn into
Alexander Graham Bell displayed his telephone for the first time.
They came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot
get the
American dream speaking
at electric light. Thomas Edison showed an automatic telephone.
I'm going to deal with topics and
an electric pen.
Imagine the wonders. Maybe even get you a little embarrassed.
Could know.
Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid and you just make reference.
You're just...
Think of the marvels we can achieve if we simply set free the dreams of our people.
For those of you, we are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. The president ain't done talking yet. I'm just going to jump right back into it. I hope you don't mind. That way you can listen, we can comment, we can enjoy together, and in the next hour, we're just going to keep talking about this.
Is not too much to expect. And streets where mothers are safe from fear, schools where children learn in peace, and jobs where Americans prosper and grow are not too much to ask. When we have all of this, we will have made America greater than ever before. For all Americans, this is our vision.
Pelosi looks so
this
confused.
Is our mission. But we can only get there together. We are one people with one destiny. We all bleed the same blood. We all salute the same great American flag. And we all are made by the same God.
Can he say God? Can he say God? Will somebody check that? We're made by God? You sure it wasn't slime in a pond somewhere? Okay, I'm so confused.
When we fulfill this vision, when we celebrate our 250 years of glorious freedom, we will look back on tonight as when this new chapter of American greatness began. The time for small thinking is over. The time for trivial fights is behind us. We just need the courage to share the dreams that fill our hearts. The bravery.
Look, they're
to
booing,
express
they're murmuring
the
in the background. The Dems don't want
to
get along.
To turn
they want a dictatorship.
And those dreams into action. From now on, America will be empowered by our aspirations. Not burdened by our fears, inspired by the future, not bound by failures of the past, and guided by a vision, not blinded by our doubts. I am asking all citizens to embrace this renewal of the American spirit. I am asking all members of Congress to join me in dreaming big and bold and daring things for our country. I am asking everyone watching tonight to seize this moment, believe in yourselves.
They look miserable.
Believe in your future, and believe once more in America. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless the United States.
Real. think he'll do an encore? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, the biggest problem that I'm having with the speech, the biggest negative of the speech tonight, is the dishonor and the nasties by the Democrats, and not just towards the president. Can you imagine if we did this towards their president? Right, because remember, he wasn't ours. I mean, I'm just taking a play out of their book. He wasn't ours, right? But can you imagine if we did this to President Obama? What they would have said, what they would have done to us, with us, whatever. But it was okay for them to do it. It's okay for them to sit down, okay for them to ignore. That seems to be okay. Now, I made some highlights from the speech. I'd love to have some of your input. I know you guys are in, some of you guys are in the, what's the thing called? Chat room? And then some of you guys are on the Facebook feed. So I really would. I really would like to see some of your input on this. You know, you talk about, yes, the live stream has finished. No kidding. I can't, even the parts that they should have agreed with, even the parts that the Dems should have been on board with, they were having a hard, is that pride? What is that? What causes that to happen? Talk about it being partisan. So when you get back to when you get back to the beginning of the speech, first of all, I didn't feel, I don't know how you can respond in the Facebook feed or wherever. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Did this sound like the propaganda speech that we got from President Obama every single year? Since I've been president, you know, unemployment has dropped 7 points, More people are back to work. More people feel good about being American. If all those people felt so great and you were doing such a good job, why did they just decimate your party? Your own party decimated your party. Anyway, back to President Trump. Remember I said to you guys, right? What's your like nightly mantra so you'll feel better? When we come back, we'll talk more about, but you know, think about this. Ex-President Obama. Just say that to yourself. Ex-President Obama. You feel so much better. I guarantee it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects, and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Always a pleasure to have you by my side. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Who heard that speech by President Trump tonight? I mean, the real President Trump. Now, I know some of us like it, you know, when he gets rough around the edges. I'm good with that, too. I really don't have a big problem with that. I think if you can't handle some of his language, there's something wrong with you. You're probably a Democrat. I don't know. Whatever. But in listening to his speech tonight, seriously, I couldn't believe the disdain that the Democrats have for Americans. Now, notice I didn't say the disdain they have for the president. I'm going to take it a step further. A disdain that they have for Americans. And the first time in 8 years, in an address to Congress, anybody know what we heard for the first time in 8 years? Radical Islamic terrorism. in that chamber during a speech from the president. My God, I almost passed out. And if I wasn't on the air live, I would have run out and got a lottery ticket. I mean, give me a break, right? The president said in his speech, I don't, obviously, you know, I took notes as I went. So I get it. some of you guys are kick in the Facebook feed. Anyway, he said he'd work with both sides for real. He's looking for input from both sides. Here's the problem, as Schumer made it so apparent. Remember when President Trump replaced ex-President Obama? Come on, everybody do that. Everybody at one time. We can rock the studio, right? Ex-President Obama. Anyway, you know, when President Obama would say that he was reaching out to both sides, we know that wasn't true. And Chuck Schumer, shortly after President Trump won, he came out and he said, the only way that we can work with President Trump is if he governs more from a Democrat standpoint, more from Democrat policies, more like a Democrat. Schumer, who obviously hadn't taken his medication in a couple of days. Oh, look at this. Former Governor Steve Beshear delivers the Democrat response. Yeah, that'll be boring. Good luck there. They'll all be sitting down. I'll have to pull it up later because I don't know how long that's going to be. And I don't really care. But Schumer couldn't put it together, the fact that, hey, they lost. Americans didn't want your, Americans didn't want your policies. They didn't want your governing. They didn't want your form of governance, which is kind of somehow a mix of communism and socialism and progressivism. And I love people go, how could you be against progressive? You know, I get those emails. Why do you think progressive is so bad? Well, if you're talking about being progressive, like we've gone from horse and buggy to car, that's a whole different animal. If you're talking about progressive, you know, again, that progressive from a Democrat standpoint, from a socialist standpoint, that's a whole different animal, too. That is like out in left field animal. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring somebody on that you're going to love to hear. I'm going to bring on our mad black man from Baltimore, although I don't know if he's there tonight. Corey Duncan. Please, if you tell me you didn't hear his speech, I'm hanging up on you.
I'm about to bust the blood vessel.
Well, oh, hey, Corey, you and about half the Democrat Party that was there, they wouldn't even get up. They wouldn't, even with the vets, they wouldn't stand up and clap. What is wrong with these people? By the way, hello, how you doing?
hello, and I thank you. And this is a very, very, very special night. And I appreciate you for the time that you allow me to come on and get my rant and my comment. But first, I'm up now, 10:15 Eastern, and I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's get some stuff straight first. I love to go to my page, Corey Charismatic Duncan. Also, you can check me out on my other page. We'll talk about that later. But my thing over there is, did you hear what he said? Hire Americans. Buy American, or buy American, hire American, however you want to say it. Guess what? Did we ever hear that from Barack?
No.
We never heard that from Barack. And they just sit up, and they were sitting over there with their mouth all twisted, and they came thumbs down when he was talking about Obamacare. But he was telling the truth that they don't want to tell. And they don't want to tell the truth because, remember what he said, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan, and it was a total bald-faced lie. The man hit a home run tonight. Not a home run. He hit about 6 grand slams in a row. And you can call him. The black Democrats can say whatever they want. The black liberals can say whatever they want. But he told the truth. And it was a couple times he told them things, and he pointed right at them, and you know what? He was telling the truth.
Yeah, he was.
Sorry.
He was calling them out. There's no question about it. You know what? The problem with the speech tonight for the Democrats was it was too American, right?
Oh yeah, of course. Of course, you got these idiots like what's the fool that didn't get the job till he was 40 that was running against Hillary? I can't think
Kane.
Of his name right.
Tim Kaine. Kaine. Right?
Kane. No.
Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders. The guy looked like Smithers from the Simpsons. You know, my thing for this, you got these guys, and I'm like, are you serious? Oh, he didn't have any Indians or whatever. Hey, look, we're not smoking peace pipes or whatever. He can invite who he want to invite, because guess what? He is the man. He is the president, and just like we suck for 8 years and watched Barack parade all these people that are ex-terrorists or had ties to terrorist people or whatever, we didn't say anything. He was allowed to do what he wants, so sit back and shut up, because that's why Elijah Cummings could sit there like he had a stroke, his mouth was all twisted or whatever like that, like he was having a level 5 stroke. Guess what? He ain't done. You don't heard what he said about the wall and what he said about the immigrants, a lot of them, not all of them, but he wants to get rid of the ones that are here illegally with the gangs, what I've been preaching on your show and everywhere else, is the ones that come up from the South America, from South America and the Mexican cartels that come across into Texas and come across into New Mexico and they flooding our country. And it's time to get rid of them, and I'm glad that he's going to put his foot in and get it done.
Pelosi. Every time the camera went to Pelosi, she looked so confused. Let's we're gonna yeah, she did. We're gonna talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe, senior host. Don't go far. Our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us to discuss the president's speech tonight. I'm sure you've heard enough of me. We'll hear what Corey has to say about it when we return.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Corey Duncan joins me, our mad black man from Baltimore. We're not really mad, but I like it. We lovingly refer to him as that. Corey, again, thanks for joining me tonight, and you sound pretty wound up. You must have heard something tonight you were really excited about. I can't imagine what, though.
Well, once again, it's always a blessing to come on your show and get my editorial and my commentary about various I'm just so excited and just so overjoyed because he said everything that I've been saying for the last past year about the rule of law. And when you don't have a rule of law and you don't allow law enforcement to do their jobs, you have chaos and mayhem. Baltimore, Detroit, Chicago. I mean, the list goes on and on, but I'll deal with the top three. My thing of it is that the fact that what people need to understand is that this man ain't racist. He's for America, and he's about America. He's not going to go away, and I have to tip my hat. Man, I got to catch my breath. Because I have to tip my hat, because I was jumping up. I've been jumped that high since I attended Texas A&M. My vertical is not the same. But I went up in the air. I know I'm going to feel it tomorrow morning. But when he said about not being the president of the world and being the president of the United States, oh, my goodness. I know Barack so well, probably, and had one of them Elijah Cummings or Nancy Pelosi level 5 strokes. I mean, I know he got to be like, and you know what? He did it so classy. If you didn't know anything about politics or know anything about anything, you want to call it. I caught it, and boy, I would tell you, I was applauding, because he stuck it to him. I don't like that you stuck it to him, because that's not crazy, but he gave him the business. I'll say that.
You know, the Democrats always beat on conservatives and Republicans, and they say, you know, they don't want clean air, they don't want clean water, you know, they're all about the corporations and yada, 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 yada. So I'm watching the Democrats tonight, and when he talked about making child care accessible and free to all, they didn't move. They stayed on their butts. But they must have had Velcro on the cheeks of their butts or something.
It's not that. What it is that they don't want to give him credit for nothing. And my favorite is Barack, they wanted to give the man credit for doing absolutely zilch. The first
listen,
days,
they gave him, wait a minute, they gave him the Nobel Peace Prize before he stepped in the office and gave his first order to have peace. So, yeah, you're right. You know, God forbid, if they cure cancer in 20 years, he'll probably get the prize for it.
The first 30 days, this man did more than what Barack did in 6 months of his first term. He did in 30 days what he couldn't do. And my whole thing of it is, if they give the man credit, Barack was just fat. I mean, was just horrible for us to be a president. Now, if I wanted somebody to preach my eulogy, I would invite him because he can get the joint jumping. That's for sure. But you got to be able to do more than flashy words and I'm going to give everything away free. And this man is going to make people do, I don't want to use the words on your show, but by golly, he's going to make them get off their high horses and work and stop taking my tax money, Joe's tax money, the Joint Chiefs tax money, everybody out here to get out of the bed down to the janitor in the gymnasium. He gonna make you work for what you supposed to get and what you earn. And that's what you're supposed to do. And I want to go back to the young lady. I can't remember her name, but the one that graduated from high school and that graduated was the first person that graduated from college from her household. Let me explain something to you. That goes back to what I've been preaching on Joe's show every day. Every time I come on, my mom sat there and she said the same thing. If you want to get it, and she watched it with me, and she'll tell you that if you want to get something, you got to put your heart into it, and God will get it. Opportunity don't knock on the door. It didn't nobody give that girl nothing. She went out and she earned it. So my favorite is when everybody sit back talking about, it's Mr. White Man. You waiting, stopping me. You always stop you. And the only person that stops you outside of your own race is you. Look yourself in the mirror and fix the problem instead of waiting for government to come and give you a handout. Because we all remember that government, Democrat or Republican, don't give away nothing free without something that you had to give up.
No, you have to pay. You know, again, I know you've already kind of touched on it, but you're coming up in clean air, clean water. I mean, you're right. They had this look on their face like they had just sucked on they bit into a lemon thinking they were going to bite into an orange. You know that look? You're like, well, what is this? And again, Pelosi, I think she, you know, the only old joke, I mean, Pelosi had ants crawling up her butt because she couldn't get comfortable in that chair. And she just—they just looked miserable. I don't.
It wasn't the fact that she wasn't comfortable. Dems and liberals, socialists, whatever you want to call them, they don't do good when you're dealing with the facts. And that's exactly what was wrong. They can't sit and what's the name? You can't call the race card on this one. You can't talk about the police beating them up. Well, guess what? The police don't beat you up if you're not doing anything. A snake that's on the side of the road won't bother you if you don't go mess with the snake. Get my drift? Act like you civilized and stop acting like a bunch of animals. Then you don't have to worry about that. And lo and behold, let me say this one more time. I'm not on here to talk for Joe, and he doesn't pay me, so I'm a real actual black conservative. So please don't email me talking about what are you doing on his show talking bad about black people. I'm on his show telling the truth about black people and who they've been and where they're going and what they are now. So it has nothing to do with Joe. It has nothing to do with the white man. It has to do with the race itself and the people that claim that they're helping out these people. Elijah Cummings, the crooks of the world, like him and Al Sharpton, and you want to, and my favorite is, come on. If you're the same poor person you was 8 years before Barack Obama, why, and you still poor now, I mean, because he was a man of color? Really?
But you know, you are a vet, so I appreciate your service. I really do to our country. You had to feel good tonight about some of the things he said about the vets. But what I think is really funny is, you know, he talks about the average American. He talks about middle America. We need to pay attention to them. We need to pay attention to our vets. We need to pay more attention to our vets than our refugees. And again, they couldn't handle it. They couldn't handle any of these points.
I exactly, and I thank you. I mean, you don't have to thank me because I'm serving my country, and my thing over there is a lot of people before me that served the country, and that's a passed on. But my thing over there is that he was for the military before he even came along. I mean, before he even became president,
yeah.
He was for the military. So my thing over there is when. Now, I already know he's going to do what he's got to do to rebuild this military and not have five nuclear aircraft carriers, battleships, state was sitting in a dry dock down in Norfolk, Virginia. They should be out and around the world protecting us. And Barack Obama is one of the clowns that voted for, oh, no, we don't need all those aircraft carriers. You need as many as you can get, and I don't care, run the budget up or whatever like that, but the vets need to be taken care of, and I'm quite sure they're going to get it what they supposed to, or the support that they need to get. But the refugees, we need to cut that off. One thing, and I'm going to go back to it again, he's going to make the UN and NATO pay up and do what they supposed to do instead of talking about we take the lead and you guys just stay back and all we put American lives in arm's way to help you. Hey, look, NATO is only for Europe, and that was to stop the Russians from coming across coming into another part of Europe where they could set up nuclear offensive nuclear weapons. I get that, but the UN, that's a joke. We should have been pulled out of there. Because we are the UN. That's about it. If you do your history like I have done, you will understand exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, that's part of what he was saying. And, you know, they had to send a vice president in there to clarify because apparently most people only have a sixth grade education. But, you know, they sent him in there to say, look, what the president was saying about NATO is they need to pay their fair share. They need to step up and do the job. They need to do what they said they were going to do. That this was getting out of hand, and I agree with him. I don't know anybody who doesn't agree with that line of thinking. And then what do you think about this? You know, that he made a comment, he sent them through the roof, about the oil, right? Taking oil from some of these countries that we go in and save their butts. They're oil rich. They got all kinds of money. You know, when they ask us to come in and help out, should we expect any kind of reimbursement? I mean, not we say, if you're not going to pay us, we're not going in. But should we expect any kind of reimbursement? Hey, we got to go for a quick break. Shh, don't say anything. Wait till the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Corey Duncan joins us. He'll be back right after the break.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze-dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please be involved in the conversation. I don't care if you head up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you... Yes, I did say gazillion and three things you can do up there. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, joins us as he does every week to discuss the crazy. Now, tonight he just happens to hit a home run. He's right on the night of El Presidente speaking to us tonight. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to appear and give my commentary on especially important topics like tonight's presidential.
Oh, it wasn't. It was mediocre at best. Don't give me that.
I want to say one thing, to everyone that's listening, always tune into your show, and my thing of it is that I'm going to try to catch my breath because I'm really on cloud 12, 15, 20 miles high because I'm going to tell you he's been hitting everything he said tonight is what me, you, and any other conservative out here that's been preaching. We've been preaching the same thing, the same thing, the same thing, the same thing over and over and over. And the whole problem of it is that liberals, and you know, we got a Republican in office, and it's really, really, really a breath of fresh air besides the same toxic wannabe, one day you're Christian, one day you're Muslim, but we serve one God. It doesn't matter what you want to call him. we serve one God, and one thing we serve, we're supposed to serve one flag. If you're from America, that's what you're supposed to be. If you come here and you're an immigrant, you don't come here as an Italian. You don't. You come here as an American.
Watch the Italian. Watch the Italian jokes, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. Well, my
people,
but anyway.
My people can be as mean as your people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're okay.
Look. One thing is we want your wealth. You guys are a part of the reason. Reason why we don't have any wealth.
There you go. That's right. I forgot. Never mind.
But to get back to the serious note of it, they can cry, and I know, and I want to give a shout out to the Fox Five. That's right. All of the liberals that's gonna be on tomorrow morning, and I'm not gonna call you out. You know who you are, because I'll be watching you and listening to the spin that they're probably gonna put on it. This or that. They're not going to say anything good about it. And let's not leave out the Radio 1 BET family. I know tomorrow morning they're going to say, well, he said this or he said that. And they wouldn't know Corvette from a Maserati if they were blindfolded, even if they could see. They still wouldn't know the difference. So my favorite is deal with when people like that, everybody, you know what? One thing I heard a long time ago is, you can give a person a mic, but it's all in what they know and what they say when they get behind the mic. And you know there's a lot of people out here, tomorrow morning they're going to try to put the spin on it, like he was so racist and this and that. No, he dealt with what the Democrat and liberals do not want to deal with, and that's the truth. And he did it on Tell the Truth Tuesday night. He got him. He hit a grand slam. So all of the people that's out there, I know the black liberals down going, and my friends down at Fox 5 down in Washington, D.C., yeah, I'm calling you out. You can come to my page, Corey Prince Duncan, on Twitter, or you can come to my page on Facebook, Corey Charismatic Duncan. Let's debate it, because there's nothing to debate. We need to get a rule of law, we need to repeal Obamacare, and we need to make our military and our country strong again. And I'm so glad that he said one thing that people didn't catch tonight, a lot of people. He said he was a negotiator.
No. Wait a minute. Yours truly caught that very much. I even wrote the note down. You know, that
well,
I think that's part of what he's...
two intelligent men. That's why we support that.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm in that...
Yeah, I'm sucking up to the host.
But no. I mean, seriously, all these people talk about what he's doing, what he's saying. You know, a real negotiator lays it out there. They always ask for more. They push for more than what they want. And then when they get a little less, they still got what they wanted.
But he's a master negotiator.
Yeah.
And that's what we need. We don't need a politician, as I said several times leading up to the election. We need somebody that's not a politician, but a negotiator and a businessman. Call him whatever you will. He knows how to negotiate and get things done. He's not going around apologizing or brown nosing or all kinds of make everybody. You will not make everyone happy in this world being president. You can't. So Barack Obama did that for 8 years, but he did it to the wrong people. He did it to people that didn't care whether he was their friend or their foe. He still was going to go down right along with everyone else. And that's the problem.
That's
the problem when you get people like that in power.
Now, let me ask you, I have to ask you this question as a black man, okay? Were you offended at the woman who were wearing white, all white, because apparently black is not their favorite color or something? I didn't get any of that.
Well, from what I understand, they wore that for women's rights or whatever like that.
But wait a minute. That's a joke, because who's taking women's rights away?
Well, they got to make some kind of ludicrous, stupid statement. And half of them look like they were just as goofy as they can be, like they drank some goofy juice before they came and sat down. And then the one lady, she was giving thumbs down. And that's okay, that's fine. That's
the whole
fine.
Time.
If that's what you want to do, then do it.
Dude, wait a minute. They were giving thumbs down to we already talked about this a little bit, but they
were talking about Obamacare. They came to her and she was giving thumbs down.
Yeah, but
my favorite is
They're giving thumbs down to 141% increase in what in Arizona, I think it was. A couple of states are going to go 65% increase. You know, they're selfish people. They don't care about what others pay as long as you don't bother their stuff, right?
You know, it's like what we was having a discussion about sexual harassment on the job the other day. And my favorite is this. People come into a job and they don't read the EEOC violations according to sexual harassment. That's like people do not read literature. Nobody reads anymore.
No.
Everyone is a documentary or whatever. Reading takes a person to sit and really understand what you're reading. There's a lot of people that read things, but they don't understand what they're reading. If you read Obamacare and you read only certain parts of it, you're not going to understand what it's about. That's why there's a lot of Dems and a lot of liberals and a lot of black folks that I get into it with about Obamacare, and they don't understand nothing about it. And one reason is the taxes. Did you not hear the man say, or anyone else say, and this was really what ticked me off a long time ago, when Nancy Pelosi said, well, we can't tell you what's in the bill until we pass it. Well, that's like buying a car and you
don't say, buy a used car and don't take it for a test drive. I agree with you. Yeah.
Is that stupid?
Yeah.
Really?
No, really. Listen, my aunt only drove the car to church on Sunday for the last 25 years. Really, take my word for it. Is that cash? Because I don't take checks.
Oh,
that's
be
cash.
Man.
Right?
Man,
I mean,
what a bunch of idiots.
So, no, and a couple of other things that I just love that were going down tonight. You know, when they talked about bringing immigrants to this country. When they talk about bringing immigrants here, you know, but we need to give Americans, we need to deal with Americans first. They were murmuring. The Democrats were murmuring and mumbling. It was like, I don't know, what did Trump say? He used the word American or America like 93 times, you know, and the Dems, each and every time, they cringed. It's like they're so afraid to use the word American, to say America, to keep America strong first. It is just constantly amazing to me that they don't get
for eight years we had people that was giving the Democrat Party socialist conglomerates giving the Democrat Party money and everything like that, and most of them was from countries that are on the terrorist watch list. So you go figure that out. And the whole idea of it is that they should make these countries pay for us for our services, like George, Daddy Bush did when we went into Iraq the first time. The Saudi princes stepped up and they gave the money. Call them what you want, call them terrorists, call them anything you want, but they stepped up and they footed the whole bill for all of those countries to come and fight to get Saddam Hussein out there, along with myself that was there. But that's diplomacy. That's how you handle business. You don't sit back and say, well, I'm going to give you $800 billion of your frozen assets, but you're on the terrorist watch list, and I know when I give you this money, you're going to buy bread, you're going to buy clothes and everything. You're going to turn into a complete humanitarian in Iran.
Yeah.
Really?
Let me go throw up.
Really?
I'll be right back. Hey, we're up against the time. Tell people where they can find you. Quick.
Corey Terrence Duncan on Twitter, and Corey Terrence Medic Duncan, and always tune into my podcast, Counterclockwise, live with Corey Cosmetic Duncan.
That's a great name. I'm Joe, the senior host. You're listening to The Real Side. Listen, when we come back, I'm not done yet. I know it's only a one-hour speech, but we could probably talk about it for about 5 hours, right? If you're on Facebook, you got to restart at the top of the hour. I'm sorry, their rules, not mine. If you want to come back, I got a lot to debrief in on this, and I'm sure you guys have a good time. We'll be back in just a minute.